You're listening to the Ask Coach Parry podcast. If you'd like to join thousands of other runners from around the world who are getting direct access to Coach Parry, his science-backed training plans that work, and a community of runners to motivate you and hold you accountable, then head over to coachparry.com/ask. Welcome back onto yet another edition of the Ask Coach Parry podcast. We've got a question in from Adam Marcus today. Lindsay with us once again. Lindsay, how's it going?
Brad, I am always good.
I like to hear that. Adam is training for his first full marathon, and he's asking what your opinion are. He mentioned a brand of bars. He's talking about Far bars, but I think this is a great question in terms of nutrition generally, bars versus gels. He says, what is your opinion on Far bars in terms of nutrition? I really don't enjoy gels. The Far bars are 60 grams each, and I've been using them during my training, and I seem fine. How often would you advise to eat a bar during the actual marathon? Are bars a great substitute for gels, first up? And if they are, how often should you be eating them?
Look, they typically have a lower carbohydrate content to gel. So I know you said the bar is 60 grams, but that's not the energy content. There's a lot of things that go into any product. So there's 16 grams to be exact of carbs in a Far bar. I think the Fast bars might have slightly more, and they're made by the same company, whereas gels have got between 26 and 30 grams. So the one consideration is that you need to calculate how much energy you in fact require. So by using Far bars, it means that you are putting a slightly higher reliance on either a different product, probably a drink like Powerade, Energade, or Coke, or whatever it is that the race is providing on the side of the road. So that's the one consideration. Obviously, if you far prefer it to gels, then it becomes a no-brainer. You should be using it because it's no good having the ideal quantity of energy on your person, but you struggle to get it in. So from that point of view, you enjoy the far bar. I'm quite happy with it from that point of view. What I would encourage you to do is to try the Far and Fast bars at race intensity, because I have, particularly in my triathlon days, experimented a lot with running on bars, and breathing and chewing at the same time is not nearly as easy when you're running as it is when you're on a bicycle. So that would be my main concern around that. Obviously, for ultra marathons, the intensity is lower, and we do need to take some walk breaks. So it's easy to just take a little walk break and eat your Far bar. But when it gets into marathons and half marathons, when you're really driving the intensity, chewing and breathing might be a bit of an issue. So you do need to experiment with it.
Yeah, and for most guys, I know I'm generalizing here, but we do battle to multitask at the best of times. Like, I struggle to chew gum and walk at the same time. So eating and running at the same time is definitely something I struggle with. So yeah, Lindsay, it's definitely something you need to experiment with. Adam, thank you very much for that question. If you've got any more, pop them in the forum. And if you'd like any help, all you need to do is head over to coachparry.com/ask. Hey, it's Brad here again. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Ask Coach Parry podcast. Before I go, don't forget to save your seat in our upcoming Comrades Marathon training webinar. You can head over to coachparry.com/webinar for all the details. And if you've got a question that you need help with, or if you'd like to run as well as we know you can head over to coachparry.com/ask.